And then I got to thinking about my kids. You know, your mind just goes on things. And I was thinking about my sons and how much I love them and you know, how the areas where I think I failed with them, but how all in all I really like who they are, and I like the fact that they really like me and their father. They really like us, and they really treat us with respect, and I appreciate that. And it, for some reason, it got me thinking about an old conversation I'd had a long time ago at a job with a girl. And she was telling me how wrong I was. We were talking about, do you answer a child's cries when he's supposed to be going to sleep, or do you not? And I guess the popular opinion is, no, you have to teach that child to go to sleep on their own. You don't answer the calls. And she was pretty angry with me because I adamantly disagree with that. Adamantly disagree with that. And now, having raised two sons, I disagree with it even more. Here's what the argument is. I'm sure everybody knows it. And this has nothing to do with my life now, but it's just something that went through my mind. I thought I'd share it and see what you think. The argument is, if you respond to a child or come to a child every time he calls you, every time he cries, he'll be spoiled. But I have found that the opposite of that is true. You know, I have seen some of these kids, lots of them, where their parents don't answer their cries. You know what you get? Kids who are afraid to venture off even one foot. These are the kids who cling to their parents, kids who won't speak to other people. Kids who seem afraid. Because to me, what you're telling your child when you won't answer his calls, when you won't answer his cries, is you can't trust me. You can't rely on me. Therefore, when it's time for them to explore, they're not going to go far. They're going to think, well, geez, if I get into anything, there's no help for me. If somebody's after me, no one's going to hear my cries or respond to them. I did the opposite with my children, and I have the opposite of spoiled children. Never did I make my children cry themselves to sleep. A lot of times, and I know this is a cardinal sin, they fell asleep on me and their dad, while we were sitting watching TV or talking or something like that. And when they would fall asleep, we'd lay them down. It's noteworthy for me to say, however, that when I laid them down, it was rare for them not to want to go to sleep. Matter of fact, my oldest son has always come to us and said, can I go to bed? He did that when he was a little teeny thing. But anyway, that's a side note that I always thought was kind of odd about him. But they've never cried and we haven't responded. They've never put their arms up for us to pick them up and hold them. And we haven't done that, ever. And what I have is sons who are so independent that sometimes I think they're not afraid of anything. But I'll tell you what else I have. Sons who know that no matter what happens to them, I'm going to hear them. I'm going to come for them. I'm going to help them. They can rely on me. They can rely on their father implicitly. And they trust us implicitly. They truly do. And I appreciate that. So if there's anybody out there who is like, you know, you hear all these things, how they say things should be done, they say kids will be spoiled, they say this and they say that, forget they don't know. Built into your heart is the ability to nurture a child and to treat people properly. You don't need other people to tell you how to do that. If it tugs at your heart and makes you feel sad when something's going on with your child, that means it requires action on your part. Don't sit outside the door on the floor and cry because you're making them suffer. Pick them up. You tell your children so many positive things when you do that. That's not what spoils a kid. Spoiling a kid is giving them every little daggone thing they want without any responsibility. Then it's your fault. Anyway, like I said, this is a rant that has nothing to do with anything. I just enjoyed my walk, and I just got to thinking, and that's all. So I just thought I'd share that with you. You're probably walking around scratching your head now, like, I don't know what the heck Spoken Life was talking about. She's a nut. Anyway, so that's it. Got a couple other things I want to talk about, but I don't have time. I've got to do my assignment, so I'll talk about those later. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.